This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Here's something brought to you by NBC. At 10 o'clock this morning, we are going to team up with Gretchen and do the lineup for Life is Beautiful, which is very exciting. That's the thing they do in Vegas now every year.
Oh, right.
The big festival. So we've got some lineup information, and we're going to make a big announcement at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Tonight on The Voice, the fate of 12 artists is in your hands, America. So vote live and save your favorites. The Voice, followed by the premiere of Great News, tonight beginning at 8, 7 central on NBC.
Don't you want to say more about the Vegas thing?
Mm-mm. No.
That's bad. No news is bad news right there.
Yeah.
That show on NBC I just mentioned, Great News, I think that's Tina Fey, right? She's got like a new sitcom-y thing or something going on.
I forgot who else.
I know, there's a couple people on
producing
there.
Producing it. But it looks funny.
Yeah. Well, she's
great. Anything with Tina Fey is funny.
She's amazing.
Whether she's on it or not, even if she's just a part of it producing it.
She's a national treasure, Tina Fey. No question.
What does she know about Vegas?
She Let's knows call her that she's not going.
Yeah.
She's not.
Tina's not going either.
She's not
going
to be going.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
Dude, it was the first thing I asked you. Believe me. I'm like, oh, life is beautiful. Where are we going?
Money.
Castle. C-A-S-T-L-E. Castle is this hour's code word. Text the word castle to 80787 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply for rules or to enter online. Go to RadioAlice.com. We'll text you back and confirm entry. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. All right, man. Castle is this hour's code word. Time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
Thank you. Thank you. Erin Moran of Happy Days fame had cancer. The medical examiner who was looking into her death said an autopsy revealed that she likely succumbed to complications of stage 4 cancer. The statement didn't specify what type of cancer she had, but last night, Potsy,
Anson Williams
mm-hmm. Said that she had throat cancer. I guess he has been in touch with her over the years, and specifically he found out that she had cancer and was, you know, especially in contact with her husband. Apparently, only a few people knew about this. They were pretty close right up until her death. He said she was fighting it and doing really well. She kept it very quiet. We all kept it quiet, too, out of respect for her. She couldn't speak anymore, but her texts were very positive. I had no idea it was that bad. Erin was just 56 years old when she died on Saturday at the trailer in Indiana where she was living with her husband, which is so strange to me because I thought the final stages of cancer were generally lived out in hospice, or, you know, that you were completely unable to care for yourself.
Well, they had said that she'd kind of been MIA for a month or two prior to her passing, right?
So maybe she was just holed up in there?
I think
But to die in your trailer.
Well, you know what? There are a lot. I don't want to say names. I know people who've suffered from this, and I do know people who've said, I want to pass at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that
that's true.
It's very hard on the partner.
Right.
Who has to be there for that,
right?
Because it puts a lot on them, and it's the house that you share where now someone's going to have, it's a thing.
Yeah.
And yet, what are you supposed to say to someone with cancer who says, I want to be at home? And
no, I don't want you there. It's a mess.
You can't.
No,
yeah, that's, I mean.
Boy, that just seems like it'll be bad vibes in the place after that.
Yeah, not it's in not hospice, though, is, you know, something someone might say.
Right.
Not there.
Take
Please.
Me out to a field, anywhere. Don't want to be in this depressing place anymore. Yeah, hospice seems, that's rough. Anyway, she apparently passed at the trailer. The medical examiner stopped short of naming cancer as the cause of death, however, because the toxicology tests are still pending. Investigators have said no illegal drugs were found in her home.
Yeah, they use that illegal.
Right. Well, the thing is, though, if she was in that kind of shape and being treated for cancer, it is possible that she wasn't in any shape to get that stuff, and
they were giving her tons of painkillers.
Yeah, whatever she asked for. Police source told People magazine that Erin was undergoing radiation and chemo, and she needed a feeding tube in her final days. The day after she had passed, Scott Baio posted a nice tribute on social media, expressed his sincere condolences. But the next day he went on a radio show, so I guess this was yesterday. He went on a radio show and had a slightly different sentiment. Were you able to find this, Brittany? Basically, the internet went bananas on him. You know, he's not... as much as I would love to disagree with everything that Scott Baio said, you know, what he knew... He apparently didn't even know she had cancer. He actually... There was a thing later. He says he feels terrible for her ripping her for her drug use, said he never would have done it if he'd known that she was battling cancer. They weren't close in their final days. He hadn't seen her in a long time.
But he probably had watched her... Abuse herself.
I'm sure. Well, they knew each other well, and apparently her trouble started early. Like, she was unable to find happiness early on.
I was thinking anyone who's known a junkie would say that at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually not that
bad. I didn't think it was that bad either.
If they'd been repeatedly disappointed by someone who was... A doctor will tell a junkie, and they told me, you're killing yourself. And you're like, no, I'm just...
I'm fine.
No, from the outside, people are watching you, and it looks like you're trying to commit suicide.
Right.
The way you're behaving.
Right.
So it wasn't, what he said was not that heavy.
No, not compared to what, you know, someone who's been put through the ringer by a junkie might say. Of course, that's what everybody wanted to talk to him about, and what are your thoughts on it, and he gave his honest thoughts. But the internet went crazy and everyone was really mean to him. And then he found out that she had cancer and then he felt bad.
Right. Well, you would, as you would.
Right. As you
feel
would.
Feel bad. But, you know, he probably could have said a lot worse. Like, she still owes me $9,000. And another thing, you wouldn't believe the opportunities we lost because she couldn't pull it together and go do some stuff with us.
Right. On a totally different subject,
mm-hmm.
Andy McDowell. Would you
oh,
say
I love her?
I love her too.
She has a new movie coming out.
She does. She is probably best known for Groundhog Day and Four Weddings and a Funeral. I'm sure she's been in a million other things, but those are the only two things I can pull out on her. And she's great in Groundhog Day. She's adorable. She's a cutie.
Did she start as a model?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
I met her at Sundance. She's not the friendliest person.
Well, how did you approach her?
Yeah, let's walk through this a little bit.
So it's 2000. I think it's 2001.
Sure, fall, I'm sure.
I started at the station in 1999. I'm 24, so I'm like 26. And it's my first time at Sundance, and I'm young. I get starstruck easily back then. And I'm walking around.
You're over that now.
Oh, yeah, I'm over that now. I'm walking around and, you know, I look to my right and there's Andy McDowell. And I went, oh my God, are you Andy McDowell? And she goes, sometimes. And then she walked away. I'm like, oh, that was mean.
Well, what could she say to
that? That didn't seem mean.
She could have been like, yeah, I am. And I would have been like, oh my God, I loved you in Groundhog Day. And
was she just being cute?
I don't know. Sound like
maybe she was just like,
itchy.
Oh my God, this guy's coming at me.
See a stalker.
Surprise, she didn't want to stop it all down and talk to you.
You got Clearly. Thank you, Forrest, written all over you, though. I mean, I'm sure she was like, that's trouble.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
My radar's going off.
You're defending her.
I'm going to wind up giving this guy my cell phone number and never hearing the end. I'm going to have to change it.
Exactly.
You know what? Here, just take my phone. I'm going to just go change my number right now. I can smell it a mile away. Anyway, she is, so she would have been about 42 when you met her.
Okay.
She's 59 now.
Damn.
And she still looks great.
She's still beautiful.
She does hair ads. Mm-hmm. At least the last one I saw was that. I mean, I think, you know, maybe
And I think she does other, like, facial stuff.
Right. She was doing that age-defying makeup mm-hmm. for a while. That was a while ago, though, but she's for sure one of those women who've been doing little bits of
Are you
just
saying the age-defying makeup doesn't work anymore for
oh,
her?
Oh, no. I don't remember her doing it recently at all. She actually, I think she looks
stunning.
Sometimes
those campaigns last for years, and it could have been something she did 20 years ago, and they're still airing it.
That's true. From the last thing I saw of her, she looked amazing. Mm-hmm. For a woman pushing 60, she looks amazing. So my guess is, you know, a little micromanagement of what's going on. She's pulling a Sandra Bullock, very quietly staying perfect. And so now at age 59, she finally got around to doing what she had never really, I don't think, declaratively said, I'll never take off my clothes in a movie. But she has finally done it at age 59.
Is that right?
She did her first nude scene for a drama called Love After Love, where she plays a widow trying to move on from the death of her husband. And it debuted at the Tribeca Film Festival on Saturday. Is this the film you're talking about?
Yeah, this is her new movie. I think so, yeah.
She has a couple coming out, I think. Well, What's the name of this one, Sarah?
This one is called Love After Love.
I don't remember if she'd done it in her youth or not, but I do remember Diane Keaton later in life did a very famous nude scene. I think it was in a movie with
Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
I can't think of the name of the movie, but I totally know the scene, and I was actually kind of psyched for her. Like, she went for it, and she
Something's
great.
Gotta give.
Oh, that's it. Funny.
2003.
Anyway, she said, I'm not one to take my clothes off in a movie. Not that I'm a prude or anything, but I think I grew up in a time where most actresses would get body doubles. I was always very conscious of what my children thought. I never wanted to do anything to embarrass them. Now I'm liberated completely because my daughters are actors who want to be brave, and I'm like, fantastic. I'm certainly not going to embarrass you. I guess her daughter, Rainey Qualley, is her daughter's name.
Uh-huh.
And she appeared on Mad Men in nothing but a fur coat. Do we recall her?
That's the era of mink coats, so I don't know.
Is it the neighbor?
But she was
lady
naked underneath, apparently.
And got on the elevator with Don, or she invited him over and he came through the back door.
Is that the dentist or the doctor's wife?
Yes.
You think that's who it
yeah,
is?
I'll bring it in.
Yeah, and I would like to see, I mean, how old is this daughter of hers? I wonder how old she was when she had children. Let's have a look.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking of.
Rainey Qualley is her name.
That's not who I was thinking of at all. How do you spell that?
Rainey is with an E-Y, and Qualley is Q-U-A-L-L-E-Y. Rainey Qualley.
Rainey Qualley is 27.
Oh, she's stunning.
Okay. That's the girl when they did an ad inside the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what the ad was for. I don't even know if it was for fur coats.
She was one of the people that tried out, though.
Yes, exactly. She's stunning.
So that was a pretty small role, though.
Yeah.
Andy has another daughter named Margaret who is on HBO's The Leftovers.
She's also shown here. And there's Paul
Qualley. Is her last name Qualley as well?
Yeah, and Paul Qualley. So she has a son, too.
Oh, is it Paul, like,
Pauly
Jr.?
Qualley?
Pauly Qualley.
Her dad's, Andy's ex's name is Paul Qualley.
Oh, no, you're right. That's the father. They used an old photo.
Justin Qualley is the brother.
Oh, so there is a son.
Yes.
So that might be the son, then.
So is Rainey like a world-class actress? Because I've never seen her in anything or heard her name.
No, but she's trying to be an actress, and her sister, Margaret, is on The Leftovers.
I watched a little bit of The Leftovers. I don't quite understand it yet. I was going to read about it. I think it's the last season for it. So,
yeah, it's not that
Maybe
good.
Oh, Margaret was in The Nice Guys.
Oh.
Oh, what did she do in there?
Let's see.
Mark Wahlberg?
Small role.
No, that's Russell Crowe.
And Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, The Nice Guys.
Apparently, Rainey is also a singer. Oh, my God.
Pull something.
The sunrise is gorgeous. Look at the sunrise.
Yeah. But let's hear something from Rainey.
It's a Bryn. I'm sorry. It's on page 4.
This is important.
Me and Johnny Cash is the name of the song.
Oh,
here we go.
Johnny Cash.
Rainey's got a movie coming up called Puberty.
All right.
It's fine.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
The verse is super low. Anyway, that's a. Andie MacDowell's daughter, Rainey Qualley. And Andie MacDowell, at age 59, is finally taking off her damn clothes
right.
In a movie. Okay, it's a trend. The celebrities who don't want to take photos with fans.
Oh, great.
Emma Watson recently said she didn't like taking photos with fans because it gave them tracking data on her. Mm. If they posted it online, people could see exactly where she was, what she was wearing, and who she was with.
And now?
Chris Pratt. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, he's pretty likable dude.
He seems cool and down to earth. You'd think he'd be a guy who'd sling an arm around you and say, go ahead, take a selfie. He is not cool with it.
Why?
He did an interview with Cigar Aficionado. And he said, if I go out and want to do normal things, I have to be comfortable disappointing people. So I just don't take pictures with people because that's not about enjoying the moment. It's about stealing the moment to brag about later. So I say, would you settle for a handshake? And then they take the picture anyway.
Wow.
He says his fame gets in his way all the time. He says, what I really miss, I guess, about not having fame is sitting down and talking to strangers who don't know me and we discover each other. I'd say the majority of people I meet have an idea about me before they meet me. There's something nice to being able to surprise somebody.
I agree with them. Not that I've lost that, but I love just chatting people up.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly getting to know some dude or lady.
Do you feel like a game?
Yeah.
All right. It's time to play a game. It's a game of Who Said It, Vin?
Did I win? I won yesterday.
You did.
So I'm up already one on the week.
Right.
So this is about a chance to go up two.
That's right.
Gretchen, loser.
Who said it, Vin? I'm going to keep working until they shoot me and take me off and bury me. Was it Burt Reynolds, Al Pacino, Meryl Streep, or Keith Richards?
I'm going to go Burt Reynolds,
Bob. Burt Reynolds is the correct answer, Vincent.
He's been in the news lately, so that was an easy guess.
81-year-old Burt Reynolds, in an interview with Katie Couric, said, I'm going to keep working until they shoot me and take me off and bury me. He just did a movie called Dog Years with Ariel Winter from Modern Family. His character is an aging actor with a life story similar to his own, and they even incorporated the 1972 nude centerfold.
Oh.
From, was it Playgirl magazine?
Yes.
He says, I look back on that and shudder. What an ass. An egomaniac would do something like that. He was also asked about his movies. He said he's done about 50 good ones and 50 bad ones. And his favorite?
Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yay. He has to say that.
Because it's everybody's
favorite
movie.
Because it was the best thing, the biggest thing, the coolest thing that he did.
He was, I actually loved him in Boogie Nights. I know it was a small... Well, it wasn't like the lead role
or
anything.
He was phenomenal
in
that. He was nominated for an Academy Award.
The band trucking. They say it can't be done. Long way to go and a short time to get there.
Bryn, was I talking to you? I watched this the other day.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you?
Well, what hasn't she watched the other day?
She pretty much watches it all every day.
My voice is great, Hooman. Thank you.
Oh, your voice
is bad. Are you feeling kind of sick, too? You seem actually a little down today.
Yeah, I'm worried about you, Bryn.
I don't know. I might be coming down with something. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, no.
Don't worry. I'll keep my distance. And my voice is fine. It's just weird right now. I'm just getting warmed up. Thank you.
You know, you go out in the world and you're picking up all these diseases and bringing them back. Don't you know Hooman does stuff. None of us do stuff because we don't want to get the diseases.
Right. That's why I'm sitting here in my corner here.
Oh, my God.
In my corner.
Ask him a lot of questions.
Really
today.
Good right now. Don't worry about me. Go ahead, keep singing the song Smokey and the Bandit theme.
No, we're not going to sing it anymore.
But anyway, back to Boogie Nights. That was his best role.
It was a great role. But
if people in Hollywood didn't hate him so much, he would have won the Academy Award. But it's popular.
Was he up for best?
Yeah, he was best supporting actor. For that, yeah.
That's it for the game.
So Vinny won. Does he get a point?
He did get a point.
All right.
He's up 2-0 over Gretchen. Yeah. But should I save that and give Gretchen the same opportunity?
No, absolutely not. That is not right.
Maybe we should give her another quote. We should give her another question, maybe.
What's wrong with you?
I know, but I feel bad.
I know. She actually, it's skewed against her because she isn't sitting here with me asking for points all morning.
Well, she should really be listening to our whole show.
Yeah.
And
you've told her all she has to do is come in and tell you something and you'll throw her a bone. The lady, all she has to do is say, I rescued a kitty today. And you'd be like, there's a point.
There's a point.
But does she have any creativity in her? No. Zero.
Oh, my God. And Vinny hits his one sound effect.
The one button we
I don't know who he's shaming, but, you know. I guess Gretchen's lack of creativity.
Yeah.
Shame. Let's see here. Jason Alexander's got a new show coming back.
It's tough.
Yeah, Hit the Road, it's called. Audience Network? I've never heard of the Audience Network.
I've never heard of it either.
Apparently, it's one of these new channels that you can go to.
It probably switched from something else.
Right, exactly. Like it used to be, mm-hmm. you know, the Shetland Pony Channel or something. there's a channel for everything. So this is, they're calling it an Audience Network's straight-to-series comedy. It's called Hit the Road. It's a 10-episode arc, and it's about a dysfunctional family of would-be rock stars who travel the country in a cramped tour bus searching for fame and fortune. It actually sounds like the Partridge Family. Alexander is going to star as Ken Swallow.
What?
Ken Swallow.
Hmm.
And he's the father, the patriarch of the family.
That's a fun name, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's a comedy. Ken Swallow.
Ken? Is it Ken or Ken?
Ken. I said Ken Swallow.
Right.
Down where? I don't know what you're talking about.
Think anybody's ever named their kid Can?
Oh, it's AT&T Audience Network.
Yeah, I'm confused. It says it features a mix of original and acquired series, specials, and feature films. It operates as a commercial-free service and broadcasts its programming without editing for content. It was originally brought to us by DirecTV.
So it is on your television, not on your AT&T phone?
Available on AT&T UVerse.
Oh. Okay.
Can is a real famous name in
Turkey.
They're
all trying to do
it. Or subscription streaming service.
That's why Verizon bought Yahoo.
Yep.
They're all trying to figure out ways to get content to you and have you... I mean, Amazon.
Yeah.
They've pulled it. They've got you in every... way.
Anyway, if you're hungry for new Jason Alexander from Seinfeld, kids, children.
Wait, did you say what the premise was of the show?
Yeah, they're a family rock band who are out on the road, and he's the dad, Ken Swallow.
Oh, okay.
It's tough for that guy. Same with Kramer.
It's hard, yes.
The lady's done it. What's her name? Juliette Louise Dreyfus?
Louis Dreyfus.
She's pulled it. She's got Veep, and it's
and
successful.
She had that New Adventures of Old Christine. Yeah. That ran.
That was a great show. It's still running.
For a long time. And Veep, mm-hmm. she's got nothing but acclaim for.
Right. But the boys can't shake it.
Yeah. And Seinfeld is not helpful because he's just like, I have all the money and I'm not worried about you guys and I'm going to just get in my car and have coffee with other comedians.
It can be a clusterfest.
Right. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
You can legally, there's been a lawsuit, mm-hmm. and we have a verdict,
uh-oh.
And you can legally mother bleep your boss.
What exactly does mother bleeping my boss entail?
You'll have to wait until the other side of these commercials.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Our email address is sarahorvinny@radioalice.com. Hey, radio family, wanted some celebratory shots on my birthday. Thanks for the laughs and the memories from day one, and here's to many more to come. I'll cash you outside at the next live event. How about that? Shot, 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 shot. Shawnee Wani! Shot, 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 shot. Happy birthday, Shawnee Wani. He said OFOC from your favorite listener. You are one of my favorite listeners. I don't know why. I see his posts all the time. I'm hardly ever on Facebook. Every time I'm on there, there's something from Shawnee Wani.
He's a good kid.
He is a good kid. All right. Here's something brought to you by your local Lucky Stores. Scott Capurro is going to be joining us on the show at about 8 o'clock. He's got two shows coming up this weekend. The 29th, he's at Martuni's. And on the 30th, he's at the Hop Monk in Sebastopol. So if he's in your area, you should go check him out. Scott Capurro. RadioAlice.com has all the info on those. Right now at your local Lucky Stores, you can get a personal-sized watermelon or large cantaloupe for only $1.99 each. And two large mangoes for just $1. Only at your local Lucky Store.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call today and get a jump on summer and a happier, healthier you.
Mm-hmm.
here's what's happening. So last night, the Warriors won in spectacular style as they swept the Portland Trail Blazers. I swear, the first quarter, it was over. They were raining threes and just... There was, I think they had 40-something points in the first quarter.
They ran
fire. It was a record, and it was so fun to watch. And so, anyway, they did get the win. And it looks like tickets, I have it here, a news release has already been sent to us. I don't know who they're going to play, but tickets are going to go on sale here very soon. Warriors single-game tickets for games 1, 2, and 5 of the 2017 Western Conference semifinals available during exclusive pre-sale events this week. So go to their website for more info, but they're getting ready to make tickets available for the next round.
And they get a nice, they get a longer rest.
Yes. Durant played, and I was like, please don't get hurt. Please don't get hurt. Please don't get hurt. And then he played for a few minutes, and then they iced up his leg, and I was like, they're really being careful with him. And that's good, as they should.
So next up is either the Clippers or the Jazz.
Oh, okay.
So the right now they're tied 2-2.
Well, I think you could make an argument for either team, but we like to beat the Clippers. That's the best
that's
game
we wanna
for
beat.
Us. Right. We want to beat them. That's the most fun. We've got a rivalry with those dudes. So, cool. Speaking of competition, you may or may not know that the people of France voted on Sunday, and they narrowed in their presidential elections. 11 people were available to vote for in the first round.
And somebody had to get over 50% to win it outright.
And since that didn't happen, the top two candidates move on to the next vote on May 7th. So I was familiar with one of the winners. The Le Pen lady had been on a 60 Minutes episode where they showed her as a very, she comes from a political family, a far right political family, and they have almost their own sort of party.
Right.
So,
and it has had some unlovely things associated with it in the past.
But I had some idea about her. This other cat, the dude who made it through, this Emmanuel Macron, I wasn't aware of him at all. And I got to read about him yesterday. Have you read anything about this cat?
Well, what I know about him is that he's super young, has never held office and before, and he was the only like non right winger in the entire field, which they say is probably why he got so much of the vote.
So the story I found is different from all of that.
Okay.
He married his school teacher.
Oh. Oh.
At what age?
So at the age...
That's the most interesting thing about him so far.
He fell in love with this lady when he was in high school and vowed to marry her when he was 17.
Oh.
She, of course, was his school teacher and a married lady with three kids.
Oh, my. Oh.
Wow.
This is like that Villy... What's that guy's name?
It is Villau or something like that.
Millie?
Mary Kate Letourneau's lover.
Right.
That's her name.
Anyway, Macron, now 39, and the wife, he's married her. They're married.
So she... So did they have a relationship?
Yes, they did.
Did they?
But she's 64 now. He's 39. She was his school teacher. She had three kids, was a married lady. When
Holy
he
crap.
Said, at the age of 17, I will marry you.
Oh, she still looks, she looks great. I mean, that looks like a wig she's got
it
on.
It does.
But
it's a very bushy hairdo.
It is a large amount of blonde hair. How funny. So she was in her 40s when this was all going down.
Yes, Emmanuel's parents did not approve of their son's romance with their school, with his school teacher.
Surprise.
And they point out, who was married and had three children at the time.
Right.
His father told this lady to back off his son at least until he was 18. And she says, I cannot promise you anything. So
the
now,
heart wants what it wants.
Right. I really don't. I mean, this is a delicious story. And I'm obviously enjoying
delicious.
It. But I really don't do it because I'm trying to trash the guy.
Oh, no, it's let's just, do it. I mean, it's some guy from another country. Let's have fun.
It's so interesting that in France, this is sort of a non-story.
Oh.
I mean, it's a story, but it's sort of like...
But he's clearly running for the highest office in France, and it doesn't seem to be... that. Honestly, this is the first I'm hearing of that.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, the guy that's the president now, I don't know his name, he's got like two or three secret like wives and kids, and like he's got three other families.
He's the one who kept ditching... every time the actress that he was married to got too old, he'd ditch her for a new actress.
Yeah. So in terms of like sexual... morals.
They're down with all of it.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're not uptight.
Well,
the way we are here in America.
Don't phrase it like that.
That didn't work. What word would you like?
Thank you.
Doesn't seem like anybody has any guilt or shame.
Yeah, they're not judgy.
Yeah.
Well. Over there. Anyway, this guy ended up marrying her. He was 29 and she was 54 at the time. He asked for the blessing of her three adult children.
Yeah, because how old were all her children? They had to be his age.
I don't have their ages here, but yes, they were older because he asked each of her adult children if it's cool if I marry your mom.
And did any of them
say,
yeah,
it's cool?
No, they
were all right with it. I mean, they'd been in love for the whole time.
Right.
The guy said he'd marry her when he was 17. And he did.
And now he's 39 and she's 60 what?
64.
Hmm.
Jesus. So anyway, as you hear more about this story and you see his wife, that's not his mom. That's his wife.
She's pretty.
No,
yeah,
I'm not.
She's good looking.
Very pretty.
Hey, he clearly loves her.
Clearly.
And has from very early on.
More than 20 years.
Here she is putting sunscreen on him.
Oh, so caring.
Mothering
is that
him.
Meant to
that's
be,
a gentle
Vinny?
Touch.
Well, I, you know.
They're a good fit.
Is that the story from Up? I don't know. I mean, it's the school
no,
teacher.
It's not. It's,
yeah, it's not, is it?
No.
She's a school teacher and she's a married lady.
Yeah.
Do you think this is going to prevent him from winning?
Well, it does sort of...
taint?
It makes it weird. Like, put it this way. In my opinion, there is no possible way Hillary or anyone running against Donald Trump should have lost the race.
Right.
But there's baggage that comes with it. And
sure.
How do people vote? I don't know. Who's to say? Maybe this Le Pen lady does win because there's...
just enough taint on this guy to...
If anyone wants to bet me, I'll take that bet. I think Le Pen is in.
Okay, I'll bet you $1 that this,
oh, that's
that
it,
this
right.
dude, that they don't care about this and there's enough... because there are people on both sides of the aisle who are not into this Le Pen chick.
Oh, you're
based,
right.
Based mostly on her dad's politics, right? Didn't she throw him out of the party, though?
She did. But there's a big push for this guy. But then, you know, some might say, your wife's a rapist.
And?
Your wife raped you. You were 17. You're not supposed to be having sex with your school teacher.
But like you said, they're a little more, it seems that they're a little more relaxed over there. Hard wants what it wants.
So weird. They even say here, in America, I suppose there might be laws in the U.S. involving statutory rape as a minor.
Oh, they don't even have statutory rape laws over there?
Oh, let's look that up.
Is that where Roman Polanski was hiding out all those years?
No. Wait, where was he hiding?
He is in France, I thought, right?
He was? Okay.
Maybe that's why.
There's some research here. It looks like Emmanuel's stepkids are all a decade over him.
You want to know what the...
A decade over him?
You want to know the age of consent in France?
Huh. Yes.
14.
Wow.
Still your teacher, though. Your teacher's supposed to say... we can't
I'm
do
your,
that.
And also I'm married right. with three kids. Who are, by the way, all older than you.
Right.
You're the baby I didn't have 10 years later.
Do
Damn.
You think...
14, by the way. 14. If you're 30, you go for a 14. It's okay over there.
Do you think... I know we talk nonsense here all the time.
Let's
but
do some more.
But let's more nonsense talk. Do you really think... if a 17-year-old boy put his best moves on you, that you could actually take any of that seriously?
I don't. but I don't know this kid yet. Let me get to know him.
Could he be charming enough that you might find yourself saying, he says all the right things.
I cannot imagine it. But no 17-year-old hits on me, so I don't ever have to think about that.
It's like he has a map to my heart.
Heart wants what it wants.
By the way, I was wrong. It's 15. Sorry, 15, everybody.
All right, get it right.
You mature in a year's time.
What, do they have it written in French or something?
Yeah, I don't think there is anything a 16 or 17-year-old girl could say to me that would make me think that this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we throw away my life for this.
We should do this. So anyway, that's the guy running for office. That's the
How exciting.
That's the guy everyone's saying, please win, please win.
Well,
he's the better of the two options,
according to some people.
Right. So, Facebook.
France, how exciting.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Facebook.
Yes.
People post stuff.
They do.
Later, they regret it.
It's true. Sometimes, not always.
A waiter in New York was fired back in 2011 for calling his boss a mother bleeper on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The waiter's name is Hernan Perez. He works at a restaurant in New York, and he posted the angry message about his boss. Bob is such a nasty mother bleeper. Bleep his mother and his entire bleeping family.
That's good.
No, you can't be bringing someone's mom into it.
No wonder the guy got mad.
The guy was a jerk.
He deleted the post, but Bob saw it.
No.
And Hernan was fired. So he sued. And after 5.5 years of bouncing around the courts, a circuit court of appeals just ruled that he was wrongfully fired. That you can mother bleep your boss on Facebook. It's not a fireable offense.
Really?
All these years. You know what I thought of? Do you remember the Seinfeld where Kramer goes, we're going back to work. And Jerry goes, you have a job? And he goes, yeah, I work at the donut shop. We've been on strike for years. You remember that one?
I don't remember that
Vaguely.
One.
Vaguely.
He left. It's like the funniest sort of storyline that all these years have passed that he know, and he's like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's like, I just got the call. We're going back to work. The strike is over. And Jerry's like, what are you talking about?
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yeah.
He worked at H&H Bagels.
Oh, bagels, not
after
donuts.
After being on strike for over a decade, the union finally settled the strike, and he was reemployed. He only worked there for one more episode before he was actually fired.
Right.
Oh, surprise.
Right. But this guy, out for 5.5 years, has just won his job back.
So what did the court say?
Their main reason is that they say here is that he was wrongfully fired. The main reasons were no one had ever been fired from the restaurant before for using bad language. Hernan had worked there for 13 years.
Oh, yeah.
But had never been disciplined before. Mm. And he didn't swear in front of customers or disrupt business.
It's all
true. Firing also happened in the midst of workers trying to unionize, so the court saw that it possibly was retaliation for the employees for trying to do that.
Mm.
No word on what kind of settlement Hernan's going to get. We don't know whether he'll end up back at work.
He probably has moved on from that job. Who wants to work for a mother father?
He's Kramer, and he's going to be like,
I'm back, baby.
I'm off the couch.
All right, Vinny, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have another chance for you to win $1,000. Plus, Elton John's recovering from something awful.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.